Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, this is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Friday, November 20th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, Michigan added 7,592 more coronavirus cases, 134 deaths Thursday, but of those deaths, 61 identified during a delayed records review, the state said. Two, closing in on 3 weeks since Election Day, partial recount begins today in Wisconsin. State-level results there must be certified by December 1st. In Georgia, the results of 5 million ballots that were recounted by hand over the past week will be certified today, reaffirming Joe Biden as the winner by 12,000 votes. Trump campaign is expected to ask for another recount. And number one, CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield told reporters yesterday that schools do not need to be closed and says they're among the safest places for children to be during the coronavirus pandemic. We'll hear audio from him coming up. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. Hour two of the program. During this hour, we'll talk with Phil Kirpin, the president of American Commitment. We'll also chat with Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District, my congressman, and Dr. Khalil Habib from Hillsdale College on the Great Reset, this attempt to reorder the world economy using the pandemic as a way in, as an excuse, as a leverage point. All that coming up later on in this hour. I'm here at Hillsdale College, where in-person learning has been shut down thanks to the latest edicts from Lansing. As of Wednesday, in-person learning has ceased here for the rest of the term, which is scheduled to end, the exact date's December 10th, something like that. We have another week after Thanksgiving of remote classes, then a week of finals, and students won't be back expecting to learn until the middle of January, at which point we would hope and expect to be able to do so again in person, the way it's meant to be, the way it should be. Recent study from UNICEF. Data. Now, remember, science, data, facts, these are supposed to be important things. Data from 191 countries shows no consistent link between reopening schools and increased rates of coronavirus infection. It's the first comprehensive assessment of the pandemic's effects on children. The UN agency said, quote, there is strong evidence that with basic safety measures in place, the net benefits of keeping schools open outweigh the costs of closing them. Schools are not a main driver of community transmission, and children are more likely to get the virus outside of school settings. As of November, 572 million students are being affected by 30 nationwide school closures. This is across the world, not just in the U.S., of course. At their peak, school closures affected about 90% of students around the world. UNICEF's executive director, Henrietta Fore, while children can get sick and spread the disease, this is just the tip of the pandemic iceberg. The longer the crisis persists, the deeper its impact on children's education, health, nutrition, and well-being. The future of an entire generation is at risk. Also in the findings, child-to-child transmission of the coronavirus in schools was uncommon and not the primary cause of infections among children who caught the virus while attending school. Children more likely to get infected outside of school settings. That according to the UNICEF report. Schools not the main drivers of COVID among kids. And yet we still have areas in which schools are not open. Areas in which schools are reclosing. New York City, where schools are being shut down. There are a number of districts across Illinois, which I still keep an eye on since I lived there for quite a long time, some districts in Illinois that are closing down again, despite this guidance, despite the data, despite the facts, despite the science. CDC Director Robert Redfield yesterday talking in a press conference. And by the way, I think it should be mandatory that our CDC director always have interesting facial hair, like Robert Redfield does. But Robert Redfield yesterday, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, talking about keeping schools open yesterday. Cut one.
Using the data to make decisions in their communities, particularly as relates to K through 12s and institutes of higher learning, these clearly the data support that it's really important from a public health perspective, both from the pandemic as well as what you'll hear about in a minute, that these schools stay open.
That is Robert Redfield, CDC. A little bit more on the subject yesterday. Robert Redfield, cut two.
The truth is, for kids K through 12, one of the safest places they can be, from our perspective, is to remain in school. And it's really important that following the data, making sure we don't make emotional decisions about what to close and what not to close. And I'm here to say clearly the data strongly supports that K through 12 schools, as well as institutes of higher learning, really are not where we're having our challenges. And it would be counterproductive from my point of view, from a public health point of view, just in containing the epidemic, if there was an emotional response to say, let's close the schools.
And yet, our governor and the health department, because remember, of course, the governor can't make these calls. Her authority has been taken by the Supreme Court, or at least not acknowledged by the Supreme Court. So it's the health department. Has done just that, has ignored data, science, facts, findings, reports, and shut down high school learning in the state and shut down higher education in-person learning in the state, both things which Robert Redfield specifically mentioned there as being safer places for students than not being in class, in person, in those schools. We're going to look back on this, and there's a story from Minneapolis, St. Paul that I want to get to a little bit later, where I think it's 40% of all grades in the St. Paul School District in Minnesota are failing grades right now for, I believe it was high school students. 40%. This is getting to a point where, you know, you lose most of the school year last year and perhaps some of the school year this year. All of a sudden, there are real, real consequences. Zoom learning is not learning. It's something, but it's not real education. That must be done in person, in community, with a teacher in the room, with other students in the room, learning together, asking questions. Man, I've done some Zoom teaching here by force. You know, you have to now. And one of the worst things is not getting that immediate feedback from students, not seeing their faces kind of light up when they understand something, not seeing the confusion when something's not clear. You miss that. Trust me, you miss that. Doing a Zoom call. Talk to Phil Kirpin next about this and more. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
At GrillaGrills.com, Black Friday is all month long. Right now, purchase one of our Real Wood Pellet or Kamado grills, and you'll get some awesome gifts for free. Come into our Holland showroom. You'll take home even more gifts and have a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. Grilla Grills is family-owned, veteran-run, and a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this holiday season and get the quality and customer service that only Grilla Grills can offer. Skip the stress of holiday shipping delays and get some free gifts in the process at GrillaGrills.com. That's G-R-I-L-L-A, Grills.com. If you could lock in the price of propane for less than a dollar a gallon for the next 25 years, would you do it? Well Connect is a heating and cooling system that can literally save you thousands of dollars. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect might just change your mind. Using your well water, you can reduce your heating bills by hundreds of dollars a year. Well Connect will pay for itself, and it will keep you comfortable the whole year. Well Connect is made in Alpena, Michigan, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, if you have a well, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect system installed with no money down financing. Call 989-356-2113 or go to their website, wellconnectsaves.com. 989-356-2113. WellConnectSaves.com. Get a WellConnect. It's a no-brainer. You'll be glad you did.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.